I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirty guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
But you can find it right here on The Shooting Bench. Coming up next.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down, places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall.
You need the shooting bench.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
And I am sick of the lies and the deceit and the intrusions on my privacy and the invasion of my home. And we do not intend to take this lying down.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
And now, if you think you're ready, the shooting bench. Okay, here we are. Welcome to the shooting bench. It is the 7th of April and it's a Tuesday. And wind is blowing. I asked Amy a while ago, why do we have to bother saying the wind is blowing? Of course, it's blowing. Wind doesn't suck. I mean, I think it sucks, but it really don't. It blows. And I never have figured that out exactly, but anyway. Okay, there's, this is not a story that, nothing connected with it here, but I'm going to put this in the chat room for those of you that are in the chat room. and check this video out. It's something that you can see. This video was taken about, oh, maybe 25 miles, 20 miles or so from my house. And it's a little video of the elk that are around here. And I haven't seen herds like this since I left Wyoming. If I could get the cotton picking thing to work here. Well, when I get it up, I'll throw it in the chat room for you. And I think you guys will like that. Hang on a minute. There it comes. I'll do that during the break so I don't have to waste any time here. I got to pull it off of Facebook. So pretty neat though. There's probably there's maybe 300-400 head in here, something like that. You don't see maybe 500, I don't know. But you don't see herds like that running around just every day. Okay. I guess some of you may have heard on the news, this is probably the most disgusting, despicable thing that I have heard recently. Come on. We all know what kind of, how do you say that guy's name? Kanye? Is that how you say that? Kanye West? Well, I've got other names that we could be using, but I'm not supposed to say that kind of stuff on this show. So we'll just leave it go at that. Kanye West has the most massive ego in the history of mankind, I think. Unbelievable.
Just getting back together with Billy Joel. And rewriting the Bible to worship Kanye West, the book of Yeezus claims to be a Bible for modern times and replaces every mention of God's name with the rapper's name. The book is a nod to one of Kanye's albums and sells for $20 online. I wish I had a credit card.
And there are people out there that will buy this book. You know, one of his last songs was entitled, I don't know if it was one of his last songs, but it was a song that's titled, I Am a God. So there you go. For all you Kanye West fans, that's what you got to deal with. You know, we talk about being safe and with guns of all types, even, you know, we even encourage a degree of safety with airsoft guns and air guns, whatever. And that goes also for cannons. Yeah, you should be careful. Matter of fact, one of the things, one of the four rules for recreational cannon shooting is never point the muzzle of your cannon at anything that you're not willing to destroy. Well, unfortunately, there was a guy that, this was in, it's in England, I believe. Yeah, I think it was England. He's 74 years old. He won't be having any more birthdays. He loaded his cannon up in the back of his SUV and, well, he hadn't cleared it yet, and it just went off.
First of all, what's he doing with the cannon?
Yeah, well, he was out playing cannons with the boys. Yeah, you can do that.
You can?
Yeah. So anyway, his cannon went off, and he struck him right in the midsection there. And the worst part of the whole story was the wife found him, and he really did have a hole in him big enough to throw a cat through. So there you go. If you decide to, complacency kills. If you decide to go out and play with your cannon, before you load it up in your SUV, I would take a little extra time and make sure it's unloaded. Ray T has joined us here just a minute ago. Ray, good to see you. I remember now who you are, Ray T. Snuff Dipper, another one. Let me check and see here what we've got for newbie. Eddie Crump hadn't been with us too many times. Let me kiss a blonde real quick before I go on with this. Mm-mm. Love that blonde. Texas Sheepdog joins you. Thunder 57. Boy, we're seeing some old names here. Haven't been around for a while. Glad to see you guys. Outlaw Diesel's getting to be a regular fixture here. So, outstanding. It's all very good. Okay. I had a story here and I lost it, but I'm just going to tell you to briefly what it was. And this was remember the church here that, the church, the damn pizza place that got $800,000 for sticking to their guns? Well, the liberals tried to do the same thing. They tried to outdo the pizza place. And let me tell you for a fact that it was a miserable failure. First part, I think it's shut down now. I can't find the cotton picking story. But I think it's shut down now. They'd first, after a little while, they had finally got $500. And I think after several days there, they had come up with, if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to go see if I can find the cotton picking story again. They'd come up with $144,000. So that long ways from the $842,000 or whatever it was that Memory's Pizza got. And I'm happy for them. I'm damn sure happy for them. I think they deserved every bit of it. And the liberals deserved just what they got too. I did find another story here. It says that the liberals are absolutely beside themselves for this show of support. And remember the Blaze, Lawrence Billy Jones III set this GoFundMe page up for these people. A brilliant idea. And I think that just it blew everybody away what actually happened. Within 3 hours, April 1st is when this started. Within 3 hours, they had over $30,000. In 3 days, they'd gotten $843,000. But not everybody was as happy as the pizza guys were. In fact, they were forced to close their little pizzeria following the death threats and everything. But the liberals were absolutely livid that this happened like this, and they tried their own fundraiser and it sunk. And let's see here. It said the average donated 29,000 people donated this thing, everything from $10 to $100, but they said the average was $29. It said one liberal sought to discredit this genuine outpouring of support by claiming it was some sort of a right-wing conspiracy being funded by the Koch brothers. But the numbers speak for themselves, at least when you do the math correctly. Candace Brothers took to Twitter writing that the account raised $840,000 with almost 30,000 donors. Do the math. That would mean that each person gave $29. Brothers has only 3 decimal places off of the $29 average donation fund. Let's see. GoFundMe, let's see. Oh, yeah, Candace Brothers is, okay, that's the liberal gal there. She said, GoFundMe raised over $840,000 with almost 30,000 donors. Do the math. That would make each donor, I see what she's doing. With almost 30,000 donors, she said that would make each donor giving approximately $29,000. Oh, come on now, she says. That one, she didn't write very good. That one one that anyone is supposed to be believes, okay, that anyone believes this wasn't a dirty GOP trick to garner support for the conservatives. This was Koch Brothers funded and media manipulated to make liberals look extremely bad. The right-wing propaganda machine strikes again. Unbelievable. these people just amaze me to death here. Well, let's move on here to bigger and better things. If you were, theoretically, let's say you were in Grand Prairie. This was in Texas, by the way. If you were in Grand Prairie, Texas, you could, in fact, wind up behind bars for not mowing your lawn. Yeah, this guy, he turned himself in a few days ago into the county jail as a warrant had been issued for his arrest. The warrant was issued after he received a fine of $1,700 last September. Since there was no way he could pay the fine, he took his vacation days at the, he works at the Southeast campus for Tarrant County College, where he's an electrician, by taking all of the vacation days at once. This allowed a replacement to fill in for him, where he spent 17 days in the county jail. What'd he do wrong? Let his grass grow too much. Regulation for the city of Grand Prairie says that the lawns may be as high as 12 inches. But Rick's daughter, Angel, explained that this new regulation wasn't familiar to her or her father. She said, yes, we could have been more on top of it, but we were so busy with work and we had gotten a warning from the city and we handled it. She explained that last fall, both she and her father were working long days and they admittedly did neglect the lawn a bit. Once the city sent him a reminder to mow the lawn shorter than 6 inches, Angel explains that she did, and she kept it buzzed down ever since. Neither of them thought any more about it until a postcard came in the mail a couple of weeks ago. It said that there was a warrant for Rick's arrest as well as a fine for $1,700. She said the sum of this was the equivalent of 3 mortgage payments. Well, the guys, they said they're terribly disappointed. They describe this as squandering the tax dollars to prosecute him, and that's a fact. I'm seriously disappointed with the way Grand Prairie is handling this situation. I think there are better ways to spend tax money than locking up dangerous grass growers. So, what would, if you live in a place, like I've said before, if you live in a place where there is covenants, obviously you have to do what you're told if you want to live there. I mean, you sign a deal accepting that when you get in there. But what would you do if you received that letter? Now, this is a little bit different than it's a little bit different than going and taking the flag, Chinese flag down in Washington. It's a little different than going to Bundy Ranch. It's a little different than standing up. What are you going to do when they tell you that you haven't mowed your lawn short enough, and they tell you they're going to come put you in jail? Will you just stand there and let them come put you in jail? Is not mowing your lawn enough to get into a gunfight over? You pay $1,700 and go and spent 17 days in jail. $100 a day, I guess. You pay us $100 a day and we'll let you stay with us. So what do you do? This was kind of like the story we did. I don't remember when it was. It's been 2 or 3 years ago now. Maybe longer than that. Where they sent a SWAT team in and cut down I don't remember what the plants were, but they were garden plants and flowers. I mean, there was nothing dangerous or illegal or no marijuana or anything there. And this SWAT team, they sent a SWAT team to do this. The SWAT team spent, I don't remember, I think it was 8 hours that they stayed at these people's house destroying their front yard. And I'm going to tell you, I don't understand all I know about this. My cousin just sent me a story from Iowa where there was another instance of cops killing a family pet and arresting people for some, benign, silly stuff. Long slide, that's what I've told people for a long time, and I still do. I'm still, there's two sides to this story here. You say you move. Well, if you're in a place where you're signed the covenants and stuff, yeah, I'd say go ahead and move. But if this is just a city thing, do you move or do you fight the city? It costs money to move, absolutely, like Ray says. But if we all decided to move every time something like this happened, we'd need to figure out where we're all moving to and all go to the same place, and maybe we can set up an area, a state. We can move into the American Redoubt, I guess, up there James Wesley Rawls' place up there. Or you could all come to Arizona. But if we move every time, I don't know, that just allows them. I mean, to me, that's the same as quitting a political party because it doesn't suit you. All it does is make them stronger, it makes them weaker by losing good conservatives if we quit the Republican Party, and that's what everybody said. Okay, well, I'm going to quit. I'm not going to vote. I'm going to join the Libertarian Party. I'm going to join the Constitution Party. I'm going to do this, that, and that. And you wind up with a handful of people there and a handful of people over here. And the Republican Party just keeps getting weaker and weaker. If everybody that was pissed off at the Republican Party would all of a sudden turn around and go back in, you might be able to do something. That's like moving, though. You move out of the town that's doing all this stuff, and pretty soon there's nobody left except the people that just roll over, play dead when something happens, and the town wins. So, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know what the right answer is there. But take that for what it's worth anyway. We've had, I tried to go out and do a little bit of shooting here, and it is raining, or snow, dang it. Wind is blowing so freaking hard here. It's unbelievable. And it is hard to go out there. If you're going to go out and just train and practice, that's one thing, because we do that in the wind and the snow and the rain and everything else. But if you want to go and sight something in, definitely not the place to do it. Let me tell you a quick public service announcement here. Well, not really, but anyway. Kit Lang is going to be on with us starting this coming Friday. She's going to be on at 4 o'clock Pacific time, from 4 to 5, and that would be 7 to 8 Eastern. Now we've got 6 full hours of live programming now coming up on Friday, starting at 4 o'clock. She'll be the first show of the day on Friday, and ending with my show at 11 or at 10. Pacific. So there'll be Kit Lang with the Patrick Henry Society, and then there'll be, I believe it's Mother Earth, Concretin, Amy, and me. So that's going to be pretty cool. That And Kit is working now. We're getting her all the stuff that she needs and get to where she can run her show. I'll be producing her here for a while. And she has got some interesting things to hear. I think you'll enjoy her show. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back here in just a little bit. And I know everybody is looking forward to Kit's show. She's amazing. So I'll be right back. Maybe I'll be right back. Maybe I'll be right here. I'm trying to figure out where all my stuff went. I am so disorganized tonight. I hate my life right now. Let's see. All right, well, let's just do this out because we don't have anything better to do. You don't mind hearing Merle Haggard twice in the same night, do you? I didn't think you would. All right, let's try this.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. A one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Prefer an unarmed public. Our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
I had to chuckle because then I noticed he had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me, it is clearly an instrument of peace and of liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights, and considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. Rights that man is born with, and has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted. We were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated, patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper.
Remember real clear years ago in the swamps of South Georgia, cane pulling crossmen in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Made ice cream and barbecue in the family on Friday nights. 10-lane Ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answered to what I'd done. Hoops today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sailed. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be. From whatever country, whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to, please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you, and some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's way
All right, we're back. Let's get this thing finished up here. I saw a little discussion in the chat room up there a minute ago by talking about wasp spray for someone was trying, you know, buying some at the store and had to show their ID and all that. And somebody, who was it, T-Dog or one of them, mentioned that wasp spray is good for as, you know, in the place of pepper spray and stuff. I do believe that, you know, there's two ways to look at this. One of them is it is very effective. It shoots a long ways, and it'll work, and it'll do the job for you. But the other thing to remember here is that if you're using that in a... Now, don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, because I'm a firm believer. I think when the bad guy comes, I don't care what you use. All I say is you win, okay? That's all. That's the big thing. We'll worry about getting sued later. But to buy that with the intention of using it, to using this as an expedient is one thing. But buying it with the intention to use it like that, I think, is a whole different thing. If you wind up somebody going blind or something like that, I don't care what he was doing, how much of a bad guy he is, and I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying it's the world that we live in. So just be cautious when you go to use something like that, because I think that the probability of getting sued for that would be extremely high, simply because it's not what it's designed for. But and I'm not trying to talk you out of doing it. I'm just telling you that there could be consequences for doing it. AZ Douglas just joined us. See that? Welcome. Glad you could make it in. We haven't got a whole lot of Arizona people in here, AZ Douglas. We got a few. But our biggest following here comes from the podcast. Hey, Sir Rodney's in there, buddy. It's been a long time. Glad you made it. But the biggest following we have is from streaming and from podcasts. We get a lot of through iTunes and Podbean. So the following here on the chat room is certainly smaller than what we've got out with the rest of it. So anyway, Washington State, yeah, Washington State has pretty much taken us over, AZ Douglas, here over the last, this all started back in December when I went up there to the big rally up in Olympia, we will not comply rally. I will not comply. We will not comply. None of us complied. And after that, it just kind of snowballed in here, and we got more Washington people in here now than we got anybody else. And that's okay. Those Washington folks up there are leading the charge, I'm telling you, for the Second American Revolution. There are some absolute tried and true patriots up there, and I appreciate the hell out of them. And I'm going to be going up there and seeing them again. For those of you that are new to the chat room or hadn't been here for a while, I'll be up in Washington again. I'll be doing a 3-day personal defense handgun class up in Yakima, Washington. It'll be the weekend after the Arms Expo. I'll be staying up there for both events. So I'll be there for right at 10 days, minimum of 9 days, probably 10. So you guys are up in the Pacific Northwest somewhere and want to come up there and join us, well, feel free. You can always go to theshootingbench.us and click on the online store there if you're interested in getting in that class. And we've got room probably for maybe 3 more to get in this class. Well, we can probably, let's see. 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, we can probably do 4 or 5 more, and that's going to be it. That's going to be a pretty good sized class, so that's going to be about the extent of it. So, ought to be a lot of fun. There's, as I told you here, what was it, Monday, yesterday, that there was a meeting of the minds here on down in the southern part of Arizona, here on Saturday, and several of us got together, and from a few different groups here, and what we're doing is forming a coalition of militia groups. And we're going to be getting several different, we're going to contact leaders of the different units out there and try to get the biggest thing we want to do. If we don't accomplish anything else out of this, the biggest thing is going to be opening up a line of communication between the different groups other than just Facebook pages and websites and stuff like that. There's never been a good open line of communication with all of these groups anywhere in the country, much less here in Arizona. It's just never happened. And so every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along wants to create another little group of some kind. And so we've got, little groups here and there. Not to say there's anything wrong with them. I don't mean to imply that at all. If anybody is trying to do anything and are making some attempt to train and making some attempt to get together and do things and understand the problem, then, I'm all for it. And I don't care how... Well, I shouldn't say I don't care. I do. But it doesn't matter too much how effective you are and how organized you are and how perfect you are and how you got the latest, greatest gear right now and all of that. What matters is that you're trying, that you're getting people together. And, just having people of the right mindset together at the same place at the same time is saying something. And if you get together and shoot a little bit and, you don't have to go, hardcore, hard charging, airborne ranger, blah, blah, blah all the time. I mean, that's nice. And then a lot of us hit it pretty hard, but there's a lot that don't. There's a lot that can't actually. And there's a lot of people out there that have physical challenges and getting old, getting fat, crippled up, maybe they've already paid their paid their dues and they're paying for it now with sore joints and bones and muscles and whatever. So everybody can't get out and do everything that some of the rest of us do. I certainly can't do everything that I used to do. But hopefully we can try. And AZ Douglas is right there. There's just entirely too many egos out there. And I'm going to tell you, it's the nature of the beast. When you have that many people, overwhelmingly men, that take that attitude and are trying to do those kind of things, we are 100% absolutely, bar none, completely Class A personalities. We are Class A plus, Type A plus personalities. And when you get that many Type A plus personalities together, everybody wants to have their way. Everybody wants to be the chief. You get all those people together, you get 100 of them together and you'll find a half a dozen there that don't really care. As long as they're a part of it, they don't care if they're a private, they don't care if they're, sweeping up the floors after the meeting, as long as they're a part of it, and that's okay. And I respect those people. But the other thing, there's just so many people that want to be the chief, and as soon as they get in the unit, then, I've seen mutinies before. They get in and try to take over right away. They didn't get their way, didn't get elected or whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden they want to just take over and start their own group. And I've seen it. I've been in this movement for 16 or 17 years now, and I've seen it happen more than once. So, but you know what? I don't really care. I wish it wasn't that way, but I can tell you that there's the people that start doing this, even if they take off and split up a group and start their own, I wish they wouldn't do that. But the fact of the matter is that they have received some training, they've received some direction, And if they take off and start their own deal, then, you know, so be it. That's what happens sometimes. It would be better if everybody could get together and be a one big happy family, but it's not going to happen. So what we have to do is do the best we can with what we got, and we'll try to try to meet with people and see. Now, I don't care really if there, you know, these tremendous lasting brotherhood friendships are made and everybody's training together and all that stuff. That'd be great, but, you know, it doesn't matter. What I care about is communication. I have got to have people talking to each other, you know. And AZ Douglas, I don't think she was talking to you. I know you see your question mark out there, and I can see you're wondering why that was said. I don't think she was talking to you. They've got their own little conversation going there. But I just like to see. It's better than sitting around in front of the computer, sitting around watching TV and playing video games. And as long as they're doing something once in a while, there's no standard. There's no hard fast rule for whether you know how much training you have to. I mean, we have our own rules in our unit. I mean, we have people. You do make certain. A certain amount of meetings, a certain amount of field exercise and stuff like that. But I mean, in general, if you decide to start your own outfit, there's nothing anywhere written that says that you have to do a certain amount of anything. The fact that you're getting together and talking to each other and training and practicing a little bit and all that, then that's a very good thing. There's one of our Maricopa County guys just come in there. anyway, I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent here, but that's you know, we talk about militia pretty regularly on here, and it comes up from time to time. So, matter of fact, we did when Kit did her first show here last Thursday. On another network, I was her guest on there, and we talked about militia the whole time and about all the different aspects. So it was a great show. It's a shame that everything turned out the way it did, because I think that we lost our archive. I don't think there's a recording of that show. Of course, I did a two-hour show on militia here again about, 2 months ago or something like that. We can always dig that up out of the archives. But and for those of you that haven't been around for a while, we've got the podcast you can pull up on tsb.podbean.com. Let me put that in the chat room for you. And you can go there. You can download from there. You can listen directly from there. You can subscribe from there, or you can go to iTunes and just type in the Shooting Bench, and you can get them there. And, of course, we have the archives running 24 hours a day, and we've got different variety of shows come up. And we have, I haven't talked about this for a long time. We've got this thing going after we changed networks and everything, and we haven't really got our new promos and stuff. I do, and Amy does, but I haven't seen too many of the other guys with new promos yet. So just to let everybody know, on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, starting at 7 o'clock Central, Mother Earth's Homesteading and Cooking Hour is on. And then on Wednesdays, Mother Earth and Concretin are live together, starting at 8 o'clock Central. And then Concretin has his own show, Concretin's Colloquium, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, starting at 8 o'clock Central. Miss Amy with Living Way Out Here, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 Central. And yours truly, Monday through Thursday, from 10 to 11 Central, that is 8 to 8 to 9 Pacific with the Shooting Bench. And then Liberty Lounge comes up on Fridays, and that's a 2-hour show from 10 to midnight Central, 8 to 10 Pacific. And usually that is just about 100% classic Western, country Western music. And we try to get away from some of the trials and tribulations of what's going on in the world and just kind of relax and start the weekend a little fresh there. Cat Ellis with the Herbal Prepper comes on Saturday at 8 p.m. The Tinker with the Tinker Shop, 9 o'clock Central on Saturdays. The Medic Shack with Edge of the Woods comes on Sunday at 8 Central. Now, there's also a couple of changes here to the schedule. Like I said, Kit will be on Fridays at 4 o'clock Pacific. That'll be 6 Central. And Concretin's coming up with another show on Sunday mornings. It's going to be a kind of a more of a gospel music type deal. I'm not sure what times those are. We haven't got the schedule changed here yet. But watch out for that one. All right. Well, there's all that out of the way. Let me get over here and get back and dig through my list of stuff here. I got stuff saved up from Lord knows when that I need to get used up here. And let's see, we've talked about... Oh, I know what I was going to send that elk deal in the chat room for you, and I forgot about it. Well, let's talk about another one of those... I got a few jackbooted thug stories to throw in here for you. Besides for the guy getting thrown in jail for not mowing his lawn. In New Jersey... You know, I don't know why these cops haven't figured out that there's body cams and dash cams and stuff like that all over the place. But in New Jersey, some cops tried to confiscate people's cameras. Now, these are one of those things where you need to know your rights. You need to know, just because a guy is wearing a uniform and a badge and a gun doesn't necessarily mean he can come up and say, "Hey, give me that camera. Stop doing that. Get in there. Stand up. Sit down. Go over there. How about you jump up and bite my ass, what you can do?" The New Jersey cops here killed a man by allowing him to be mauled to death by one of the dogs before they got him off of him. But and then one cop turned to some witness there that were recording anything and demanded to have their phones. But it doesn't appear like he succeeded in getting all of them, because the video showed up, and the footage from both the videos cuts out. Let's see. Doesn't appear like the cops succeeded in obtaining the phones, because so far two videos ended up published in local news sites, including one posted in a news report. Here there's a kind of a grainy cell phone video here. But the footage from both videos cuts out after the cop demands the footage, and the reports make no mention of what took place afterwards, and I guess that's when the dog attacked the guy. But he was laying down, was on his back, hands covering his face, trying to protect himself, and the dog was biting his head and everything, and they just wouldn't call him off. They kept saying in the camera, in the video, kept saying, telling him, "Stop resisting," and that's all they got to say. All they got to do is tell when they're interviewed about this, all they got to do is tell them that they felt that their life was in danger. And if they've got somewhere in a video or an audio recording or something, if they can hear "stop resisting" or something like that, then they're going to get away with it. Now, we have seen, two of them in the last few months here, where there's actually been cops that were tried and convicted for a couple of these deals. And it doesn't happen often enough, but once in a while, justice does prevail. Now, once again, I need to make sure that everybody understands, for anybody that's new to the show or anybody's listening, I am not anti-cop, but I am damn sure anti-jackbooted thug. There are lots and lots, thousands of good cops out there.
But there are increasingly more bad ones out there. Take this one, for instance. As long as you are with the North Ridgeville Police Department in Ohio, it's okay for you to shoot five kittens in front of the kids. Police say they didn't do nothing wrong. When they discharge their weapons, just feet away from the children in order to euthanize five kittens. In what world is this considered acceptable? When police have become so detached from reality that shooting a gun just a few feet from kids, and not to mention blasting five kittens away, North Ridgeville Police Department in Ohio. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in Ohio wants the humane officer fired for shooting these five feral kittens. It shows the kittens up on the sidewalk. There's a little video here. It shows the kittens up on the sidewalk at the house. I mean, they can't be more than 8 inches, 10 inches long. I mean, they're little kittens. And near this guy, he couldn't just take him, put him in his truck, and take him down the road somewhere or something. He had to shoot five kittens right there in those people's yards. So, anyway. Well, let me check and see what's going on in the chat room here. I've been looking through my other stuff. Kind of disorganized tonight, but that's nothing unusual for me. You guys have been following me for a few years. You pretty well figured that out. But for all the new people that came in, AZ Douglas and Ray T, I'm glad you made it in. You're not exactly new, but it's been a while since I've seen you. And Snuff Dipper's getting to be a pretty regular fixture. And Outlaw Diesel. I saw Sir Rodney there a little while ago. So, good deal. Glad to see you guys come in. Tomorrow night, Amy won't be on. And I will be... let me check and see what that is right there. Amy will not be on. I usually am okay with them. Wednesday nights is my Boy Scout night. I got Boy Scouts to go and play Boy Scout leader with. And it gets done at 8 o'clock. I usually try to sneak out of there about 5 minutes or so early and haul it home here and try to get on time. But I may be 4 or 5 minutes late, so don't fret. If I'm not on right at the moment that you turn your radio on, we'll just... Go get you a Diet Dr. Pepper and hang out for a minute and I'll be here. I will definitely be here. So, all right. Well, I appreciate you all joining me. I'm going to get out of here and we'll see you all tomorrow night. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Shooting Bench. Please join COPE Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.